President George W. Bush held the 12th news conference of his White House tenure this past week. The primetime East Room session came midway through what is already the deadliest month of the year-long occupation of Iraq. Despite daily reports of mounting casualties from the urban battlegrounds of Fallujah, Baghdad, and Najaf, Mr. Bush vowed to stay the course in Iraq. He also reiterated the administration's determination to transfer sovereignty from American control to Iraqi hands by the end of June. By week's end, military officials had extended the tours of duty of 20,000 U.S. troops. In Washington, the 9/11 Commission heard public testimony from former and current administration officials about a litany of intelligence failures leading up to the September 2001 hijackings and attacks. With so much news coming from Washington, we decided to reach out across the country this morning to speak with some colleagues. Jim Camden is the political reporter of the Spokane, Washington Spokesman Review. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
Kate Nelson is managing editor of the Albuquerque Tribune in New Mexico. Thanks for joining us, Kate.
Good morning.
And Carol Lee Hutton is editor and publisher of the Detroit Free Press. Welcome.
Good morning.
Carol Lee, let's start with the view from Michigan. How are people there responding to the news from Iraq?
You know, despite the escalation in deaths, it's still a very partisan reaction here. We find that, you know, people who are prone to be supportive of the president can, you know, find explanations and accept what's happening as the necessary cost of war, and those who are not supportive of the president are outraged at what's happening, particularly the recent spate of deaths over in Iraq. Our reaction really has fallen along those lines.
Hmm. Jim Camden, what's been the feeling in Spokane about what's going on in Iraq?
Well, the interesting thing is the shift in sentiment, and it's very small so far, but there is a shift that we're picking up among the families of people who are over there. And there are a few people who are joining groups such as military families speak out. That's a group that says it's time to get our folks out of the war, and they are people who have folks over in Iraq. They meet with some reluctance and some negative reaction, really, from other family members. There's the growing debate is, can you support the troops, your loved ones over there, if you do not support the mission? And that's going to be, I think, a growing debate as we have so many people who are being called up and being sent over to Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Kate Nelson in Albuquerque, are you hearing much the same thing in New Mexico?
It's similar, yes. The division remains, supporters of the president and detractors of the war, but there is a slight shift. I think there was a bit of ambivalence about the president's comments this week, that it looked presidential, it sounded forthright, but people didn't really hear answers. How are we going to turn this power out over, and how long are troops going to be there? And there's sort of the earthquake that's rumbling beneath it that could produce a more dramatic shift is in the families of people who've been sent over. One of our units, a National Guard unit based out of Las Vegas, New Mexico, was expected to come home next week. They've been on active duty since February 03. They learned this week that their tours are being extended. We've heard about closed-door meetings among families and National Guard officials that purportedly turned confrontational, but when the doors open, they put on the military face. I can't expect that door is going to remain closed much longer.
Yeah, interesting. Kate, I'm wondering, are people paying close attention in New Mexico to the 9/11 Commission hearings?
Not as much as I would imagine on the East Coast, but certainly when the star witnesses came on, Condoleezza Rice, for example, there was a lot of talk around the community and certainly on the talk radio shows about that.
Mm-hmm. Carol Lee, how about up in Detroit, the 9/11 hearings catching much attention?
Oh, absolutely. And I think actually the juxtaposition of the 9/11 hearings and some of the key witness testimony to the escalation of fighting and fatalities in Iraq is sort of an interesting coincidence, because a lot of people have sort of dug in their defense of the administration, and that causes them to dig in their defense of the war, because there's such a force out there saying, well, the administration should have known somehow or somehow prevented or somehow been aware of what was planned by al-Qaeda, and we, you know, we wouldn't have had the success of the terrorist attacks on 9/11.
And Jim, what about the economy? The president really wasn't asked about the economy during his news conference, but are people talking about it? Are they concerned about it in Spokane?
Well, they're concerned about it here because unemployment still remains relatively high, and Washington State relies a lot on exports and of course, the problem with the dollar relative to some other currencies hasn't really helped things yet. The farm economy might be helped by it, but other things are not, and Boeing certainly has not come around yet. The economy remains a problem here in Washington State for any candidate.
Mm-hmm. Carol Lee, how about in Detroit? The auto industry has had relatively good sales of late, but how's the economy overall doing?
Well, you know, it's really all about the economy in Michigan. We always lag the nation when there's ever a recovery. We always, you know, tend to more deeply go into recessions here. Our unemployment rate is 1 to 2 percentage points higher than the national, generally speaking, because we still have quite a reliance on the heavy manufacturing jobs, and we've seen more and more and more of them go offshore. So the economy is really always the big issue, and especially now in Michigan. Sales are not abysmal at the automakers, but the incentives are so high that they're having to use in order to sell, in order to move those vehicles, that profits are not where they need them to be. And there's a real impact here because then they squeeze the suppliers, so much of our employment base, so much of our economy base, in Michigan and in Southeast Michigan in particular, is the smaller companies that support the automakers that manufacture the various parts for the vehicles, and the automakers are squeezing those suppliers quite sharply to reduce their costs, so that causes them to reduce jobs. So it's really a cycle, and increased sales or even maintaining sales levels won't help if the automakers aren't making the money off of those cars that they need to make. And as long as the incentives, the cash back and the reduced prices and the 0% financing, as long as those are as high as they are and have been really since September 11th, that will continue to be a significant problem.
Kate, what are people talking about in New Mexico these days?
I think there's a lot of spring fever going on. Yeah. We've had some lovely weather lately, had a week of rain, which was a blessing. We're in the fourth year of a drought now, and we hadn't seen rain like that in a long time. People were at work when it would start falling, step outside and stand under the awning just to look at rain. It was a phenomenon.
Jim, how about up in Washington State? What are folks talking about?
Well, we have a wide range of local issues that are kind of sharing the front page with the war. We have a kind of a nasty fight between the city and some other folks over a downtown redevelopment that was supposed to go to trial next week. It's been delayed because there might be a settlement, and so we may not have to pay for all the lawyers for that. And we also have the Mariners who are losing, which is unusual, and it's quite a shock to the baseball fans to start the season with the Mariners in such a hole. So there's that is occupying a lot of people's minds.
Carol Lee, are people in Detroit happy with the Tigers' fast start?
Well, I was just going to say, you want to talk about shocked baseball fans, you got to talk about Tigers. But we also had a significant development this week in something that promised to be very divisive and difficult in this year's election season, and it looks like Ward Connerly's effort to bring his anti-affirmative action a referendum to Michigan voters has failed, and it looks like it won't make it onto the 2004 ballot.
Hmm.
That's big news here because that promised to be a very bitter fight, and I think it would have been a distraction from the presidential and congressional elections, and it would have really created some nastiness on all sides. So I'm somewhat relieved to see that hasn't materialized.
Carol Lee Hutton is editor and publisher of the Detroit Free Press. Jim Camden is the political reporter of the Spokane Washington Spokesman Review. And Kate Nelson is managing editor of the Albuquerque Tribune in New Mexico. Thank you all for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.